What's up, diehards? You are listening to the AWOL Sports Podcast.
Why can't I be the MVP of the league? Why can't I be the best player in the league?
I truly have enjoyed being your quarterback.
Right between the eyes! A spectacular move! Too big, too strong, too fast, too good!
We gotta do what we do! We play like we play!
Can you feel that? That thing is beating your doggone chest right now. Can you feel it? Can you feel what's about to happen on this field, man?
You are listening to the AWOL Sports Podcast. Wes Monell here in the building for AWOL Sports. What's up, diehards? You know, ever since I started this podcast, people have been asking for advice. Usually it's what team to bet on this week. You got Patriots or Steelers, Chicago or Detroit. Well, let me tell you this. Where you're betting at is just as important as who you're betting on. So that's why I always tell people to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been in the business for years, and their rep is rock solid. They do 100% cash bonuses, so off the bat, you're making money for doing nothing. And they have the fastest payouts. Seriously, just 2 business days. You know who's going to win, right? Lay down some cash and win big today. And a look at what was in week 2. I'm not a fan of Thursday night football. Nonetheless, rookie Deshaun Watson proved more capable than the veteran Andy Dalton. And he might not want to look on the sideline because there's AJ McCarron hovering over. I keep reminding you of Houston's success the past 2 seasons. Green Bay, not there just yet with ATL. I thought they were ready. I think they'll beat them again down the road if they were to clash again this postseason. As for week 2, the Falcons were too strong at home. Like I said, I'll take Detroit's heart over the Giants' talent. They have a mess along the O-line and in the backfield. The 49ers, they're going to give full effort every week. It might not always be enough. The Seahawks proved that despite their offensive line, showing again that they are the weakest link of that team. I knew Washington would come out on top. They got a head start on the Rams as far as building a team goes. I'm just glad for Todd Gurley. A good running back, finally has some help, offensive-minded coaching staff. He's back to himself. Tampa Bay did what they were supposed to do. Chicago may be scrappy. John Fox, you might not like it, but he's going to protect Mitch Trubisky as long as he possibly can by starting Mike Glennon for as long as the Bears are competitive. Jay Cutler got the best of his rival in Phillip Rivers. New city, same result for Chargers football so far. The Raiders offense is rolling. The defense has yet to be tested. However, the Jets are in line for the first or second pick. Enough said there. The Titans put the rival Jaguars back in their place. The Ravens defense again paves the way for them. The Patriots bounce back as expected. They just can't stay healthy, which may haunt them later on. The Eagles put up a 3-quarter fight. The Chiefs again pulling away in the 4th quarter in consecutive weeks. The Panthers-Bills game, it was a sleeper, and that's what I expected. Panthers pulled out the win because, yes, they're better. You just knew Denver. If you paid attention and you weren't blinded, they were going to win this game. But I didn't know they were going to thrash the Cowboys like that, and I don't think anyone did. And that hasn't happened to them since the new kids got drafted. No Sam Bradford, no chance for many. Pittsburgh handled business like they were supposed to do against a backup quarterback. The Cardinals didn't look great, but they got the W against the less great-looking Colts. Here's a look at the Week 2 stat leaders and key injuries. Familiar faces with the most passing yards in Brady, Rodgers, and Breeze. Right there with him is a newcomer to the top 10 in quarterbacks, in my opinion, Carson Wentz. And Alex Smith at number 5 with his hot start. 3 rookies in the top 5 for rushing. Fresh legs. Kareem Hunt off to a tremendous start in his Offensive Rookie of the Year campaign, leading the league in rushing so far. Dalvin Cook and Leonard Fournette near the top. CJ Anderson, the veteran X-Factor for Denver, showing life early as is Carlos Hyde in his new offensive scheme. No surprise to see Antonio Brown and Julio Jones as top 5 receivers. Tyreek Hill is a home run threat, as dangerous as anyone. When's the last time you saw a quarterback, running back, and wide receiver combination for the Chiefs balling it up this much? Tight end Zach Ertz taking his game to another level. He finally gets a second straight season with the same QB. Adam Thielen just got an extension in the offseason. I'm telling you, Sam Bradford is better than you think. Thielen is only behind AB in receiving yardage. Yeah, it's early, but it's something. On the defensive side, Jatavis Brown leading the way with 26 tackles for the Chargers. Zach Brown led the league in tackles last season, still in the top 3 here. Calais Campbell and DeMarcus Lawrence each leading with 4 sacks. Baltimore has 2 players with 2 interceptions apiece, Brandon Carr and Ladarius Webb. No one else around the league has more than 1 interception. Damn, Baltimore is taking that ball away. As for key injuries, Vic Beasley goes down for the reigning NFC champion Falcons. Green Bay losing, well, not necessarily, they're questionable, but the wide receivers, Jordy Nelson, Randall Cobb, they're banged up at the moment, and Nick Perry won't be rushing the quarterback for a week or so. The Panthers will be without Pro Bowl caliber players. Center Ryan Khalil, he's week to week. Tight end Greg Olsen on IR will miss at least half the season. The Eagles will be without safety Rod Loud for another week. Same with cornerback Jalen Ramsey in Jacksonville and Miami wide receiver Devontae Parker. I'm not sure if Bengals tight end Tyler Eifert will ever really be healthy again as he continues to battle knee and back injuries. The Broncos dodged a bullet. Rookie left tackle Garrett Bowles is week to week with an ankle injury. Marshall Yanda, elite offensive guard, lost for the season in Baltimore. The Steelers hope to have rookie TJ Watt off the edge this weekend, and we're still waiting for number 1 overall pick Myles Garrett to make his debut for the Dog Pound. Here's a week 3 slate of games. I know what you're thinking. Thursday night football, it's usually an ugly game, especially one that looks like this. I also know that you're thinking the Rams look like they have hope on offense these days. But I gotta pick an upset somewhere. The Niners at home on a short week? Why not? The Rams secondary isn't the healthiest. Sunday night, interesting matchup between the Raiders and the Redskins. But the silver and black should win convincingly. We all expect Dallas to bounce back on Monday Night Football in AZ. The Cards haven't been able to pull themselves together since losing running back David Johnson. The Patriots going up against the rookie Deshaun Watson. Good luck, Houston. The Ravens should smother the Jags in London. It won't be fun to watch, so don't bother waking up early for that. The Browns have a real chance this week to win a game. Bummer that the injuries continue to pile up for them. I think Jacoby Brissett notches the first win of the season for Indianapolis. The Broncos-Bills game, it's going to be a defensive contest, a struggle, until the Broncos pull away a little bit for the W. The Dolphins pulled one out late last week. This may be one of the few winnable games for the Jets. I'm going to pick them here. Too many offensive players banged up for Miami. The Chiefs will keep the chance rolling on the West Coast. The Chargers just not on their level right now. The Steelers are going to beat the Bears, even if it takes them a quarter to wake up from their slumber. The Seahawks-Titans game, it looks like a slugfest. Good test for both offenses. The benefit of the doubt has to go to Seattle, of course, which is where I lean. The Bengals headed for 0-3 going into Lambeau, even with Jordy and Randall injured. Look for a big day from Devontae Adams, even Martellus Bennett, if he can get himself right. The Giants, they're desperate. But the Eagles look flat out better thus far. I think Philly gets a comfortable victory at home. The Panthers lost Pro Bowl caliber players, tight end and center. Cam Newton will likely play, but he's banged up as well. Give me the Saints on the road, believe it or not. Call me crazy, but Sam Bradford is a legit starting quarterback. If he plays, Minnesota will win this week. If he doesn't, Tampa Bay will win this week. And perhaps the game of the week, Atlanta Falcons at Detroit Lions, a tough call between two dome teams. Atlanta's the favorite, the reigning NFC champs, but they just lost Vic Beasley, the NFL sack leader from a year ago. That's why I give the edge to the highest paid quarterback in football, Matthew Stafford and the Detroit Lions. Thank you, diehards, for listening. I hope you enjoy the games this weekend. I'll see you next week. Have a good one. I'm out.